This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network for March the 21st. I'm Dustin Huffman. This program brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. Well, yesterday I saw a tweet from an Iowa farmer showing a dry riverbed in a portion of the Cedar River, and that's definitely not a good sign to start the year. If we were in an El Nino pattern like we supposedly have been, we should be seeing more moisture based on historical data, and we are not. What's more disturbing is that some meteorologists are already saying we could be switching back to La Nina, and that would mean more dry conditions, which means the drought could be back before it ever officially left. Well, whether or not you subscribe to climate cycles or climate change or whatever have you, the ground needs a little more moisture before we get planting into 2024. We'll hear from a meteorologist next.
March is game time. As our favorite teams are gearing up for a tournament run, Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers are preparing for the spring planting season ahead. The Iowa Soybean Association is ready to team up with farmers to deliver a winning game plan through innovative research, tools, and technical support that maximizes their soy checkoff investment. Make 2024 your championship season by visiting iasoybeans.com today. The Iowa Soybean Association, celebrating 60 years of moving the industry forward.
John Baranek is a meteorologist at DTN, and he talks about the unusual winter we have been seeing, which is not lending itself to drought recovery as we had hoped going into this winter.
It's been a really strange winter. It's been a super warm winter. So anytime we've had chance for precipitation or snow, it might have come for a little bit and then melted. I mean, they even got 2 feet of snow in parts of Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois back in January when we had the polar vortex kind of move through. But that melted off in less than a month. And we just have not had snow cover stick around. And that's really led to the ground being warm enough to just soak all that moisture in. It's kind of a double-edged sword of good and bad. The soils need it. We didn't have anywhere across farm country that really had good soil moisture at the end of last year.
In fact, as far as it goes with rebuilding soil moisture, Baranek says that the southern states are winning that battle right now.
We've had an active pattern that's been really good for a lot of, especially the southern tier of the country, with building in soil moisture for them. But for us around here up in the upper Midwest, most of the Corn Belt, a lot of that's great to have the moisture come through. But then now we don't have the snowpack left over to melt off slowly, gradually to lead us into the spring season. So we're really dependent on spring precipitation here to carry us into planting.
Even more disheartening is the fact that satellite imaging isn't even picking up any of the snowpacks we're accustomed to seeing in the northern plains, northern Corn Belt, and even into the Pacific Northwest. Baranek says this is not completely unheard of, and it has happened before.
It has happened in the past. I can't remember exactly if it was 2010 to 11 or 2011 to 12, where it just felt like there was no snow around and it was so warm early on in that spring and late winter where anything we had melted off really quickly, at least around here in the upper Midwest. And there's been years in the past year or two where we've stayed pretty dry with snow. It's not unheard of, but you know, it is a typical feature of what we think of during El Nino. And El Nino has been super strong over the winter. It's kind of leveled off a little bit here this year, and we've kind of gone down the other path. We're seeing that weaken. But, you know, this winter was just prototypical El Nino pattern.
Baranek is hopeful that cooler and wetter weather will be on its way to offer us some relief to get our soil ready to grow another crop.
We're looking at least one clipper system moving through the Montana through Michigan areas here this Thursday and Friday. This weekend, we've got a huge storm system, probably a double-barreled type system where we get two low-pressure centers moving through. That'll be moving through the Plains and Mississippi Valley.
We have more at iowaagnet.com. I'm Dustin Huffman.